Blog Talk Radio. That was Nothing Without You. We thank the Lord for it. We're going to put another song on Jesus by Shekinah Glory. Praise the Lord. It's moving, but it's not saying anything, so I guess go to another one. I'm going to go to Shirley Cecil. Jesus, I'm calling your name. Praise the Lord, everybody out there. That was Shirley Cecil with Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name. But before then, we played Nothing Without You, Nothing Without Jesus by Jason Nelson. Nothing without Jesus and Nothing Without Calling His Name. That's the only one can help deliver, save us, and fill us with His precious Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit power. We just thank Jesus Christ for the songs that's on here that mean so much to us. Jesus, I love calling your name. Hallelujah, Shirley Cecil sung that. That's a classic. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord that He's able to have us on this broadcast today. I'm Sister Ruby, co-host, in for Evangelist Bernard today, and I'm going to open. Good evening, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritual, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And that's out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily, Monday through Friday, excuse me, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also on Saturday, we have a great subject about Minister Billy Burns and her husband, Elder Billy Burns, host They Overcame, a time to share your powerful testimony, and on join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website, www.newdestinyministries.com. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. We just thank the Lord for each and every one on, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Bernard. I see she's on the line. Evangelist Bernard?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm a little distracted today in the midst of downtown Sacramento taking care of some business, so pardon the noise. But we just want to praise the Lord with each and every one of you. And again, thank you for tuning in. Thank God for Sister Ruby Larry opening up for us. And today we don't have a scheduled speaker. However, we know that we have been talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost, our Holy Spirit, whichever you feel comfortable with saying. But we all know as the speakers have came on this week, we've had some powerful teaching with Prophet Carlos Pearson, also Prophet Michael Davis, and then yesterday it all culminated with Dr. Winston Singleton. Amen. So today we just want to do some reflections and do some recap, and maybe you've had some experiences and you have something that you want to share, how you came into the Lord and how that Holy Ghost power transformed your life. So we won't hold you too long today. Amen. Instead of just canceling the show, you know you have things that you have to do, but we did not want to cancel because we know we have an audience and we have people that are looking to hear the word of God. So we're just going to open up with the word of prayer, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she would just open up with the word of prayer, if there's anyone on the line that would like to open with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into hearing from you all on today. I tell you, these messages have been powerful. They have been transforming. They have been anointing, and they have certainly been inspirational for us. Amen. I don't think on yesterday Dr. Singleton left a stone unturned. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer, and if she could tell us who's on the line as of now. So I'm tuning in a little bit late, and we did not schedule anybody, but that's okay. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. We just praise you and we love you and we give you all the glory and all the praise because you have orchestrated and you have put this broadcast together over 20 months or going on 21 months that you have allowed us to be on the air. And it's just a blessing. And we just thank you and we just praise you that you took a time to choose us, to choose Evangelist Bernard as the founder and the host. And you gave her vision a good while ago about this New Destiny Ministry and a time of reflection. And you gave her that 4 or 5 years ago. And when you say something, Lord Jesus, your words come to pass. And we're listening on this broadcast with it coming to pass and being filled. And we thank you so very much that you have sent on the listeners. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we don't even know where you're going to send them, but your word says you sent them from the north, east, south, and west, and we're so grateful that you trust us to put it in our hands that the words would come out of this broadcast for men and women of God that bring forth the word, that it would leave a seed, hallelujah, that they would turn to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough for your kindness unto us because we was a wretch undone, but you found us in our state and you said, here's my son, here's my daughter. Hallelujah. Come. I'll teach you. I'll fill you. I'll clean you. Hallelujah. And you can work for me. Hallelujah. What wonderful opportunities that you give us, God, Jesus Christ. And we thank you. If I said or done anything that was out of your line, or I repent because we don't want this word to be hindered because of my heart or what I'm holding on to that I don't know or know. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, that you would send your rhema word to your people, and it would be so anointed that it would pierce their hearts, hallelujah, and say, bring them into the kingdom of God. We thank you for each and every listener. We thank you for each and every contributor. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this airtime. We thank you for the homes that it comes out. We thank you for the electricity that anyway we have to be plugged into you, Lord Jesus, for it to go forth, and we praise you and we love you. And we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We just thank you this afternoon that you chose us. We just thank you that you led your spirit to fill us with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord give others. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your ministry. We thank you that your word will go forth. You will heal. You will deliver. You will set the captive free. Hallelujah, and we thank you. And then they will call, Lord, from all over the world. We thank you for this broadcast being all over the world. And it leaves out of the United States all over the world. You said your word shall go out, and it shall not come back void. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. So we thank you, and we're so grateful that you chose us. We thank you for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We ask you to give us strength, God, and direct the Lord Jesus. You know, each each and every one need on this broadcast. Hallelujah. You know where they live. You know the address. And you know, most of all, you know our DNA. Hallelujah. Every DNA is different. Hallelujah. You took the time and the energy to have us different. And we thank you. We say we love you. And we can't do anything without you. Without you, I thank you and praise you and give you the glory and give you all the praise. And Lord Jesus, let us walk away knowing. Let us walk away if we're not right to pierce our heart to get right. Hallelujah. Because all you ask for us to do is repent and have faith and believe that what you say you shall accomplish and do. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. We say, hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Oh, God, we ask you also, Lord God, to remember today's Provoked Fridays. Remember our pastor and life coach, our dear friend, our dear brother, that have faithfully came and ministered on Fridays for months on top of months. That's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton. Lord God, we don't know if he's still in the hospital. We don't know if he's yet home. But Lord God, you know where he is. Hey, glory to God. You know where he is right now, God. And we're asking you to send your angels right now, God. Send your healing angels, Lord God. Send your comforting angels right now, Lord God, to minister to him. Touch his body, God. Oh, glory to God. We're claiming complete healing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. God, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life. We thank you, Lord God, for being a leader and a God. God, we thank you for covering him with your blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let him walk in victory. Let him walk in favor, Lord God. And let him come back stronger than ever before. Let him have a greater testimony of what you can do in the lives of your people. And we praise you for him today. We thank God for Pastor Edward Hamilton today, God. We thank God for his family, God. We thank those that are still carrying on the vision, God. We thank God those that are yet working in the vineyard, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God. Oh, for you are the husbandman, God. Oh, you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a protector, you are a waymaker, you are a strong tower, God. And we're looking to you, Lord God. Oh, God, you are. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, you're mighty, you're powerful, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, you're magnificent, Lord God. You are Prince, hallelujah. You are King, you are Lord. You are the Alpha and the Finisher of our faith, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to bless the hung out head, God. We're asking you, Lord God, to bless every leader that has come on this line today. I just feel like praying right now. Hey, y'all know that it is Shia. Hallelujah. Bless every leader, every prophet, every apostle, every evangelist, every minister, every sister and brothers, all that have come on this line, God. All those that have been attentive every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even today, God. Oh, God, you're not through moving. Somebody need the Holy Ghost. Somebody need the Comforter. Somebody need the Prince. Somebody need, hallelujah, the Spirit of Truth. Somebody need the promise of the Father today. God isn't through with his people. Hallelujah, he said, I would that none would perish, but all would come until eternal life, hallelujah. God is not willing for us to perish. God is not willing for us to be miserable. God is not willing for us to be unhappy. God is not willing, hallelujah, for us to be ending in backbiting and gossiping and jealousy. Hallelujah, that's not of God. Their spirits are not of God. They are the devil. Hallelujah, he said, he was. Then we would all speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we would ever greater love for one another. For Jesus said, a new commandment have I left you, that we love one another. Hallelujah. And James said, faith without works is dead. How much faith you got? You have to have some match with that faith. Hallelujah. The only way you can produce some fruit, is if you have the love of God dwelling on the inside. Well, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. It is the promise. God promised us something. He said, he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Until he sent them back some power. Oh, what is that power? That power is the comforter. That power is the spirit of truth. That power is, hallelujah, the promise of the Father. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm encouraging you today. I'm encouraging you to lift up your mouth, open up your heart, hallelujah, and just start having a little talk with Jesus. Somebody say, I don't want to hear that, but I'm telling you to have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Sometimes you can't talk to your brothers. Sometimes you can't talk to your sisters. Sometimes you can't even talk to your children. You can't even talk to your spouses, but you can have a little talk with Jesus. God knows everything there is to know about us. We can be transparent with God. We can be real with God. We can be truthful with God. We can be honest with God because he knows all about us. He knows our downsetting and he knows our uprising. Don't tell me what God can do. Don't tell me what he won't do. Don't tell me what he will do. Hallelujah. I know because I've tried him for myself. I was 30 years ago. Tried him for myself, and I know him to be a way maker. I know him to be a head fixer. I know him to be a mind regulator. I know he'll pick you up out the gutter. Hallelujah. I know he'll turn you around and he'll put your feet on solid ground. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is believe him. He said, if you have faith as the grain of the mustard seed, you can speak to the mountains in your life. God, I bless you today. You can speak to that mountain. I say that to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God that would always come to your aid? Who wouldn't serve a God that when you call on him, he wouldn't answer? Who wouldn't serve a God that can't put food on your table? Who wouldn't serve a God that can't be a provider? God that won't let you stay in the valley of decision. And when he said in Proverbs, trust in the Lord in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Well, I'm talking about a Savior today. I'm talking about a comforter today. I'm talking about a Father of promise. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost will do for you. He'll make promises to you, promises for you that is able to keep. He that keep his mind stayed on Jesus. God said, I will keep him in perfect peace. I'm not telling you something that somebody told me. I'm telling you something that I've lived, something that I've experienced. I know what God will do. I know he'll keep your mind. I know when folks slander your name, hallelujah, and talk about you, and get on the phone and gossip about you, hallelujah. But guess what, baby? I'm serving a God, hallelujah, and he knows about Adrian. He knows my heart. See, the Holy Ghost searches the intent of your heart. He searches the intent of your heart. Hallelujah. And that's what God is going to judge us on. He's going to judge us on the intent, what our motive is. It's time for us backbiting. It's time for us gossiping. It's time for us spreading garbage from house to house and phone to phone and family to family. It's time to go in your secret closet. It's time to call. It's time the Lord for direction. It's time to ask the Lord for a word. I don't need a prophet to give me a word. I'm a prophet myself. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Anytime God fills you up with the Holy Ghost, that's power to prophesy. And in the book of Joel, he said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters, they don't believe me today. I am the Messiah. Y'all don't believe the word today. I never ever shut up. But I'm going to take you to it today. I never ever see you. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to take you to the world. To the world. To the world today. Turn to Joel. Oh, God, I feel you right now, Jesus. I'm sitting in this car ministering today. I'm sitting in this car today testifying. I'm sitting in this car today telling you about the goodness of Jesus. And I'm not trying to denounce anybody. I'm not trying to fall on anybody, but it's time for us to get in this word. Search the scriptures for yourself, the Bible says. And then you think you have eternal life. All the signs are pointing, all of the signs are pointing to Jesus' return. Jesus is coming up. Hallelujah. You better get ready. Hey, you better be ready. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Hallelujah. Five of them had their lamp trimmed and burning. Five of them had their hair ready. But the other five was foolish. Hallelujah. When they let their light go out and their hair was low, the bridegroom came. And when the bridegroom came, they wasn't prepared. Hallelujah. All he did was open up the door to the five wise virgins. And the five foolishness, they were shut out. The doors almost shut, people of God. The doors almost shut. I don't care about what kind of religion you have. You can be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Buddha, whatever you are, honey. Well, you better find the name of Jesus. You better try to magnify your God. You better try to lift him up and give him some glory. Oh, hallelujah. Because there's spirits many, and they've been loosed in the land, and they've come to deceive. The Bible said if it was Saul, they would deceive the very elect. Who are the elect? The elect are the heirs of the king. The elect are the children of God. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And by me being an heir, my God is obligated to me. By me being an heir, I have some rights. I got a right to proclaim. I got a right to declare and decree. I got a right to pronounce and denounce. I have a right to bind and to loose. Oh, God, I bless you today. I have a right to prophesy. I can prophesy to myself. I can speak life to myself. I'm sick of folks, hallelujah. I always got a word to speak to somebody else. What about yourself? I'm speaking this word for myself. I need a word from the Lord. And all I have to do is open up my Bible and read these scriptures, and the Lord will open up my understanding. The Lord will give me a word to say. As he did today, we just was going to have a little testimony service. Well, I bless the Lord today, and I'm testifying. I'm telling on that devil today. Oh, I'm buying you, Satan. You have no authority. You have no power. You have no power over me. God has given me power. Power to tread on serpents. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He's given me power, hallelujah, to name and proclaim. He's given me power to declare and decree. He's given me power to prophesy those things that's in this word. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Turn to Joel. We don't want to hear it today. I'm telling you, if you need the Holy Ghost, you don't have to tarry. You don't have to wait. Jesus told the disciples to tarry and wait. He didn't tell us to tarry and wait. He told us to open up our mouth. He told us to believe and receive. Oh, Dr. Singleton gave us so many scriptures yesterday. You need to go back and hear that message. I've never heard anybody preach and teach about the Holy Ghost and all the Holy Spirit like the man of God did on yesterday. Oh, yes, I'm giving God the glory for using him. The other prophets came on and spoke also. But yesterday, God did a shifting. He took us to another level. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Turn to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it says, and it shall come to pass. The Lord was talking to Israel. Hey, he said, it shall come to pass. I mean, know that Israel is God's chosen nation. The Israelites are God's chosen people. But guess what? When they rejected God, when the
Evangelist Bernard. Oh, praise the Lord. She dropped off. She probably should be back on anyway, but she went to Joel chapter 2. We see Pastor Tillman on the line. We thank God for you. But she was going back. Joel chapter 2, verse, I think she said 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That means everybody got flesh in here that Jesus Christ, God, had made from the dust of the earth, way back in Genesis. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And all 20, verse 29, I'm reading out the King James Version. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaiden in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. So she was talking about the Holy Ghost that you can have. Oh, she's back on the line.
Amen, amen. See, the enemy don't let the rest of glorify God today. But that's all right. My phone just shut off, but I'm back. Hey, glory to God. God got a word for somebody today. Because guess what? The Lord wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be in peace. He wants us to love one another. He don't want no division. Because God don't dwell in the midst of division. God don't dwell in the midst of confusion. God is a God of love, he's a God of power, and he's a God of a sound mind. Joel, as I told you earlier, to Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and it says, hallelujah, let's read verse 27 first. Hallelujah, let's go to verse 25, and we're going to read on now, because see, God wants us to be blessed, people. He said we are blessed in the city and we'll be blessed in the field. God wants us to walk in confidence. He wants us to walk with a surety. He wants us to know that guess what? I don't care what karma, I don't care what girl, I don't care what prophecy is stated today. Prophecy is going through. Hallelujah. But this word is forever settled in heaven. Let's see at verse 25. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army which I sit among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. God is telling us he will not fail us. All you got to do is stir up this gift that is in you. If you got the Holy Ghost today, just stir it up, because the Lord say you're going to eat in plenty. You will be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. That God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people, listen at what God says. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. Are you ashamed of this gospel? That's why some of us don't speak it, because we're ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. We're ashamed to tell anybody that Holy Ghost filled that we fire baptized. We are ashamed to tell anybody that, guess what, I'm sold out for Christ. Oh, but listen what he says in verse 20. He said, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. What are you saying, God? He's saying, guess what? Ain't nobody that's just calling themselves what they want them to be. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to raise up a prophet. I'm going to raise up a prophetess. I'm going to raise up an evangelist. I'm going to raise up pastors. I'm going to raise up teachers. God is going to do it, not man. But some of us, we're putting our trust in man. We're putting our trust in man. Hallelujah. We're putting our trust in man. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're putting our trust in man. But we got to put our trust in God. He said it. And it's your come to pass. Excuse me. After that, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Listen, upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hey, this ain't just for the prophets that have been elevated and promoted by man. God said in Joel that in the last days, when it come to pass, after that, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And listen at what verse 29 saying to climax this thing, to let you know God ain't playing with us. Hallelujah. I've never seen so many people want to be exalted at the top of a ladder. They want to be apostles. They want to be prophets. They want to be this and they want to be that. But you better make sure they have the Spirit of God. You better make sure they feel with the Holy Ghost. You better make sure to know them that's laboring among you. Because some of them coming in, as sheep called them, but they're wolves. They're wolves, and they're vampires. They're witches and warlocks. They came to eat up your flesh. Oh, but God said to Peter, Satan have desired to sift you as wheat. But I've already prayed for you, Peter. I've already prayed for you. I got to send an angel before you. He'll send somebody before you. Hallelujah. God will talk to people about you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Guess what? Because I'm here to serve God. I've suffered too long. I've made too many sacrifices for the name of the Lord. I've made sacrifices for my family. I've made sacrifices for my friends. I've made sacrifices for the sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. And do you think I'm going to let a devil come in one day and deceive me and lose my place in Christ Jesus? The devil is a liar. Oh, no, you don't know. No money can entice me. No house can entice me. No beautiful looking car can entice me. No rings, no clothes, no shoes, no swimming pools. None of that stuff can entice me. I'm sold out. Hallelujah. I don't care if somebody come offer me $1 million. As Dr. David said, it's for the finance of the gospel. But you will not get my soul. You can't buy my soul. I'm sold out to Christ. Your money can't move me. Your money can't change. Hallelujah, place that I have in God. Well, you better watch God today. Listen at verse 29. And then I'm going to open up the lines. Because I got to go. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. Listen at what God is doing. So let's let you know, Sister Ruby, that God don't have no respect of persons. Not only your sons and daughters. He says in verse 29, also upon the servants upon and upon the handmaid. In those days will I pour out my spirit. So not only are your sons and daughters going to prophesy, your servants and your handmaids. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Those people that's working for you, your employees, Sister Cammy, your employees, those that we esteem little, we lightly esteem, Sister Doris, those customers that you have. You know, sometimes if we haven't reached a certain level of prosperity and a certain level of influence, we have the nerve to look down on people. How dare you? As Dr. Singleton said yesterday, how dare you call him a false prophet when he gave you scripture upon scripture upon scripture? How dare you say the Holy Ghost is not relevant today? How dare you say it's not essential today? If you want to live right, if you want God to be glorified in your life, if you want to eat of the good of the land, he said, if you want to be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord, you better seek God with your whole heart. It don't take much. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. All you got to do is believe this thing. And God said he will give it to you. Because guess what? The Lord added to the church. And see, we get confused around here, and we think we're doing something. You're not doing anything, baby. If God didn't give you the strength, if he didn't give you the intellect, if he didn't give you the knowledge and the wisdom on how to present yourself, how to even go before people, guess what? You couldn't do nothing. God, without God, we could do nothing. All things are possible to them that believe. Hey, glory to God. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to pull this off. I'm going to go to 30. And I will show them. This is Joel, the prophet Joel, talking to the people of Israel. And he said, I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and tears of smoke. Glory to God. And 31 said, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Let me just finish this. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, listen to this, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said. Hallelujah. And in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. God always have a witness. God a remnant. What is that remnant? That remnant mean that God, heaven and earth shall pass away. But God will forever stay. God will always leave something in the earth to remind us how great he is, how holy he is, how loving and kind he is. God is a magnificent God. He's a sovereign God. Hallelujah. He's magnificent in all his ways. There's no blemishes. There's no faults. There's no flaws in our God. Our God is a great God. And all he needs you to do is call on him. He said, call on the name of the Lord, and you shall be delivered. Call on the name of the Lord, and he will fill you up with the Holy Ghost. Call on him while he may be found. Oh, God, I bless you today. I thank you for this word on today, God. Oh, Jesus, I'm so loud, I don't know about you. Sister Ruby, today is our 576th episode. We're in week 93, September the 8th through the 13th, and we have been talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed of these tongues. Hallelujah. It is the power unto salvation. Hallelujah. It is the power of God. It is this Holy Ghost will comfort you. This Holy Ghost will witness to you. This Holy against you, and it will also teach you. I'm done. Yeah. Y'all hear me sometimes? And I ain't bragging and I ain't boasting. Hallelujah. But God said, I'll give you what to say in that hour. God had to do that for me today because I wasn't prepared. I'm down here in Sacramento at the state building, sitting in a car, waiting on somebody. But I had to leave the state building and come in this car because you know why? This is my assignment. I'm obligated to this radio broadcast. But most of all, I'm obligated to God. Because guess what? I couldn't manufacture an excuse. I could have been excused today and say, no show today. But the Lord said, guess what? You got a telephone, and you can go shut in your car, turn the window, roll the windows up, turn on the air condition, burn a little gas, but that's all right, because you're preaching and teaching my word, and I'm going to reward you. God said, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. I am a rewarder. I'm not on here and asking nobody to send a dollar for me to give you a word. Let the Lord deal with your heart. Hallelujah, because guess what? God always gives seed to the sower. I am a sower, and therefore God always gives seed to me because of what I sow. I sow into this line every day, and everybody that come on this line, you get a word. I don't ask you for no money for this word. I'm being led of God. I never ask for a dime. I say, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, sow financial seed. I give you our website. I give you our mail address, and that's up to you. But I'm not going to stop preaching this gospel. I'm not going to stop scheduling men and women of God to come on here and preach the gospel. We're not on here to debate. We're not on here to see who's the best preacher. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost preach. The Holy Ghost is the best preacher. It's the best teacher. It's the best comforter. It's the best counselor. It's a mighty counselor. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in a multitude of counseling, there is safety. But you know what? Counsel people righteously about what the word says. Don't play no games. Don't have no ulterior motives. Don't have no ulterior motives. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach and teach this gospel. And God gave me this word to tell you all today, to encourage you, to let you know if you don't have this gift, hallelujah, look to God. Look to God. He is there. God is right here. He want to help us. He want to fill us up. He want us to be blessed. He want us to be able to lay hands on people. He want us to be able to effectively pray for folks. The reason why people ain't healed today, hallelujah, because guess what? Somebody laying hands on them don't have no power. Somebody laying hands on them ain't living nothing. Hallelujah. They're teaching and preaching one thing, and they're living something else. But guess what? The Bible says we are living epistles read of men. I let people read me. I don't read them. You can read me. I'm a living epistle. I'll walk and talk this gospel wherever I go. I was at the pump this morning, and I was giving out a flyer about this broadcast, and the lady said, when I saw you, she said, instantly I saw a glow. I knew it was something special about you. I didn't know this lady. And I said, what? And she said, yes. She said, and I said, well, let me give you a flyer and tell you I do a radio broadcast. And she said, I knew there was something about you. She said, I want you to pray. She said, my niece has just been transported to San Francisco Hospital, and I want to pray for, oh, God, I forgot the name. I think her name was Sister Ruby wrote it down. I'll get it from Sister Ruby. And she said, pray for him. And I stopped what I was doing. And we joined hands. And we begin to pray. And bind that spirit of aneurysm and bind that spirit of stroke and everything. We can bind those sicknesses and those diseases and all those ailments that come upon us to afflict us. That don't make, I mean, I'm not going around boasting and saying, oh, I got the gift of healing. No, I don't have that gift. But I know one thing, I have the Holy Ghost, and I can pray, and guess what? I expect results. See, when you pray, you got to expect things to happen. You got to look for it. What expectation? You got to know, Lord, you said it. It may not come today. It may not come in October. Oh, God, but before the year out, I believe you're going to turn some things around for me. I just believe you, God, because I'm serving you with my whole heart. I'm giving you my all. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ah, there's a miracle on this line. There's a miracle on this line. There's some people that God have performed miracles for on this line. And we sit back, and some of us so laid back, we don't want to tell no. You better open up your mouth. That's the only way God is going to be good. He said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So you better testify of his goodness. You better tell somebody how great God is. I'm done. God bless y'all. Yes, Jesus, I love you today. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Sister Ruby. Here, back into your hands.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. We
hallelujah.
That was a word, evangelist. Sister Kim.
Jesus.
Do I have it right, Sister Kim?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it could be 9-8-6-7-7-7.
This is Sister Kim. God bless you. And God bless each and everyone that's on the line. And God bless you. That awesome word of prayer you started out with, it just really blessed my soul a while ago. I just thank God for being able to be on the line all week, because this is what I truly needed and had been seeking and asking God to just fill me with his Holy Ghost. And even before, as you know, evangelist, we was doing Bible study at home. And before we got into it good, I caught the Holy Ghost at home. So if you pray and believe with your heart that God will save you, he will save you and he will do it, the Holy Ghost. If you ask in his name and believe that he will do it, he will do it. And that was something I wasn't even praying for. And I wasn't even speaking Holy Ghost. I was just asking God to change my life so that I can be pleasing in his eyesight and not man. And we was doing Bible study one Thursday night at home, and it was just like God just took control over my whole entire body. And from what my sister then was telling me, she said, Kim, she said, I have never seen you even look. She said, it's like you turned a whole nother color. She said, God used you. She said, you were speaking in tongues. You was shouting. You was just, she said, you was just doing all kinds of stuff. And I said, I was. And she said, yeah. And I didn't even know I had did this. So ever since that Thursday night, I've been, you know, filled with the Holy Ghost Spirit and able to speak in tongues. And I just know God is good because he did it for me. And I know he did it. It was nobody but God. And I just thank him for filling me with the Holy Ghost and giving me the mindset to want to serve him and to live right and change my life, because I could have been dead and gone and could have been living in hell because I was not saved at the time. I was doing things, you know, going out, drinking, and hanging out with my friends, you know, just living life to the fullest that people can say. And until I found God, I told him, living your life to the fullest, if it's not involving God, you're not living at all. You might as well not even say that, you know, because the only person I want to live my life to the fullest for is the good Lord, and I know that's my salvation. And I just truly thank God. I thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard, for helping me along the way. I know I have called on you a couple of times because there were things that was going on in me that God was doing that I did not understand, and I was at work one Friday, And I was doing my job out on the line in front of everybody, and I just caught the Holy Ghost right there because I was praying. And I'm like, Lord, thank you. I just thank you. I said, you know, I thank you for what you're doing and how you, you know, sheltered and protected me throughout the week, coming back and forth down this dangerous interstate, keeping your hand protecting over my family. And and I was on my line doing my job. And do at work I'm an auditor for working a lab, and I was, and I hope I'm not taking up too much time because
no,
nobody ahead.
We need to hear this, Sister Kim. Go right ahead.
And so I was sitting on that. I mean, don't on that line. And I said, Lord, I said, you know, I just want to give you praise. I said, because if it had not been you, where would I be? I said, I could have been dead and gone. I said, but you know, you kept your hands of protection over me. Even in my mess, you were still there for me. And that at that particular time, I just, you know, it's just like something just overcome over my body, and I started shouting. I said, speaking in tongues, and I said, Lord, and I said, now you know I'm out here and fuck all these people. I said, these people gonna think I'm crazy out here. I said, but I don't care. So I walked in the office, and I said, well, Lord, I'm gonna let you have your way, and I don't care who see me, because I was crazy enough to dance in front of people at the club. I could be crazy enough to dance for you, because the dance I'm doing now, don't nobody understand it. Because they ain't said it. If you don't know it, you can't understand. And I said, and I used to, you know, go to church and think, and look, me and my little cousin, we used to go to church and sit in the back of the church, all the way in the back. We wanted to get on the last row because we would laugh at the people, the older people that would catch the Holy Ghost, and we thought it was so funny. And when we would get home, we would tell my grandmother, I said, oh, Mama, I said, that lady was at church, and she just threw her arm up, then she tried to put them down, and my grandmother would tell us, if that's not funny, that's the spirit of the Lord. And she said, you won't know about it until you get it. And the day I caught the Holy Ghost, that's the first thing I remember, how we used to laugh at that lady, my grandma telling us, when you catch it, you won't be able to put your hand down either. And it's just, it's a beautiful feeling. It was the beautiful thing I ever felt in my life. And I just, you know, I just thank God for it, because I was coming home one Wednesday night from work, and I used to be so depressed, angry, and bitter, and I was just hurt because I felt like my life was not going nowhere. And one Wednesday, I was coming home from work, and I was crying, and I worked from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, and I got out of work that night. I said, I'm so tired. I said, I'm tired of being unhappy. I'm tired of being, feel like I'm being mistreated. I said, I'm just tired of all of it. I said, I am tired. I said, I done everything to try to do right. I try to live right. I said, I go to church. I pay my tithes. I pray. I said, I help anybody that I can. I said, but I always seem like I'm getting thrown in the ditch, in the gutter, you know. I said, and I'm tired. Yes. And I'm riding down the interstate crying, and my music, I didn't have no radio or nothing playing, and I'm crying. And I said, Lord, I said, I'm so tired of this. I said, I done tried everything in the world, and nothing working. And from that moment, I said that God spoke to me, and he said, try Jesus. And I said, well, I said, now, Lord, I know ain't nobody in this car but me. I said, that was you. You said it again, so I know it was you. And he said, just to show him on his phone, he said, try Jesus. And I just started crying. And every time, and when I cried all the way home, and it was like a 45-minute drive. But I cried because I was happy. I was happy. Hey. I heard the voice of the Lord, and I was listening, and my heart wasn't hurting to him. And when I got home, I went in my room, and I got up, fell on my knees, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, you said that was you. I said, the devil would not have told me to try Jesus. I said, you said try Jesus. I said, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my faith in you and trust you. If you would accept me for who I am and the way I am now, nothing and a nobody, I said, I promise from this day forward I will walk with you. And every thank you, Lord. Ever since that day, I have been trying Jesus. I've been walking with God. I've been praising God, and I've been giving God the glory, because it's been nobody but the good Lord who saved me, from all those things that I could have been dead. I could have been just so much that could have happened in my life that God saved me from, and I just thank God for that. And I just pray that he will continue to give me the mindset to want to serve him, to love him enough to serve him. And I just thank God for the people of God who helped you along the way, because I didn't know nothing about no conference call, no prayer call and all of that. And when I asked him to save me, I said, well, Lord, you know I'm going to need some help. And I said, because nobody really is saving my family. I said, so it's going to be hard for me. I said, but you need to help me. You're going to have to help me so I can stay on the straight and narrow path. And I said, well, I need some people that I can be, you know, under that can help me along the way. I said, because I don't have nobody. And look how God just sent so many people that I don't even know to help me through this just by getting on the phone line. They're just listening to their testimony, them telling the goodness of God and how God used them, how they done been down to nothing and now they up to something because they have God. And I don't have money from 1 week to another, but I have my salvation. I have God. So that's why no matter how broke I am, God will provide. I come to work sometime with not a quarter, but before I can get off, I find money in my purse. I can find, just somebody that just blessed me. One of my friend girls that used to ride with me, she just blessed me one day. She said, I love you for who you are. You done took me back and forth to work. You didn't have to pick me up every day. And when I got in my car, she had done put $50 in there, and I didn't even have no gas money to get home that night. And God made a way for me to have not just gas, but money to come back to work the next day with. So I just thank God for this. It's God.
You said something key. You said, I give my tithes. I give my tithes. You've also been supportive of this ministry. And God will bless you, Sister Kim. That is a witness. You desire the Holy Ghost can fall on you while you drive it. Oh, because when you think of God's goodness, not cut me off, Sister Kim, but.
I thank God. I thank him for all the great women and men that can help you and just been a help and a blessing to me. And I truly thank God. If I can, sometimes I just feel like if I can get to y'all and just touch y'all, I just feel so much better. And I just, just to give you a hug, because you can't, money cannot buy love and appreciation, but just the thought of you saying thank you, it goes a long way. And this broadcast has helped me a long way. It has brought me a long way. Even though I come to work, I have to deal with the devils on my job, but I still come in. I pray, Lord, you keep me covered. You just keep me humble. Even to them not who are humble to me, you just let me be humble because I know who my daddy is, and you is my father. And I know you able to make a way for me to get through this day without having to be bothered with the people that goes and say stuff that you're not doing, that just look at you and, for no reason they don't like you. But I still bless God and I still do God will, because if he just asked me or tell me to pray for him, I still pray. And I pray for my enemy as well as my family and friends. So I just thank God. I thank God. Amen. I just thank him. I thank him. I'm sorry. I thank him. I love God. I thank him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we thank God for you, Sister Kim, and we thank God for you being on the line every day this week listening to this Holy Ghost message. I tell you, it was such a blessing. And I have a surprise for y'all in a minute. Who else on the line, Sister Ruby? Hello?
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Yep. God bless you, Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just enjoying the testimony, amen, of God, of that, amen, woman of God was talking about how the Holy Ghost is not just in the churches, but it's everywhere and can find you wherever you at. Amen. You know, I have a testimony similar to that, you know, but it was like when I first got saved, it was back in the early 80s. And I remember, you know, working at my daddy's corner store, and it was like a real bad area, but my father would still send us down there to put the papers together, you know, for Sunday morning and stuff like that. And we would go down there about like 5:30 in the morning and put the papers together. And I had just gotten saved about like, you know, probably been like 3 or 4 months and whatnot. And he made me go down to that store and put the papers together before I went to church and stuff like that. That was his little thing. And so I went down there, put the papers together, and waited for my older brother to come to the store. And then, you know, had to learn to trust the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost told me and whatnot, when a car had just drove past me, the Holy Ghost said and whatnot, go down that street because they up to no good and whatnot. And I was like that woman of God that was saying, I would know, like she said, nobody was in that car but her. And it was just me walking down the street. I said, now who talking to me right now? You know, and then the Holy Ghost said, do it now. So I just started running down that street, you know, just listening to the Holy Ghost and whatnot. And then I came up another back street, and then that car was, you know, then I peeked up a street, and I still remember it like it was today. And the car was like, these guys that got out the car, and they were just walking around, you know, these grown men at the time. And I was like, you know, a kid, teenager, like. And then they kept going. The very next day, I heard, you know, they had robbed and beat up somebody and almost killed them and put them in a hospital. But because I listened to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, amen to God, it saved my life and whatnot, you know. And I was like, I said, those are them same guys that were driving that car. Amen, that was looking, trying to get, you know, trying to see me as a victim or whatever. But, you know, I just thank and praise God that how God will look out for us, how God will still speak to us and whatnot if we listen to him. You know, that's why I said we're talking about this gift. Amen, we just got to learn to trust this gift, you know, and stuff like, because had I not trusted that gift, you know, it would have been a terrible day and stuff like that for me. So I thank and praise God for this gift being an active thing. You know, it's actually talking to us and it's actually keeping us out of mess if we listen to it. So, you know, I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost and for the testimonies and for the people of God on this line. God bless you.
Amen, Liberal Democrat. We thank you, I guess. Okay, let's go to Sister Cammie.
Praise God.
Open. How you doing? Bless you, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead. Your line is open.
Okay, yes. I just say praise God for Sister Bernard and everybody else online, and just want to say prayer for the Lord and continue to thank God for the series and that for everything that God is doing. He's been doing some great things and been working on some things and also removing some things. I'm grateful for that. So I'm just thanking God for everything you're doing, and I continue to pray for the ministry, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to Sister T. Your line is open. Sister T. Okay, we'll come back.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, bless yourself, Sister T. Your line is open. Go for it.
Thank you. God bless. I enjoyed the word of today, and I expect to enjoy it all week long. Even though it was a killer one in my body, God still gave me peace, and I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Spirit of God, and I thank God for the people of God. I thank God for this ministry. In the midst of everything that I went through on this, I yet praise God. Thank you for all this. Thank you for the Spirit. Continue to praise the Lord. I'm in a very loud place right now. Just thank God for all this. And set me free and in the new zone. Just thank God for the Spirit.
Hey, Matt, you sort of breaking up, Sister T? Sister T, I'm going to go because you're breaking up. Can you hear me? Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Okay, your line is open. I guess that's where the noise is from. Okay, we got everybody that's on the line at this point. Just thank the Lord. I guess I have a little time. I just thank Jesus Christ for the work that he has given us. It's just a blessing to be in his kingdom. His royal family of baptized believers filled with the Holy Ghost and going on to seek him for his will and his way, and keep my heart set on the ministry of his, and to always know by faith. We have to have faith and love and obedience, and that's the thing that he taught me. I know Evangelist Bernard have always, well, every time you look around, I'm talking about, well, I got evicted, and I did get evicted from the church, and I didn't, and I love going to church and love working in the ministry and things like that. So it was a disappointing factor for me because I didn't feel as though that the way they done it was correct according to the word. But anyway, I received it and went on. So I said, I know the Lord has something else in store for me. And I said to myself,
amen.
You know, I'm used to being in a church almost 100%. Bible study, Sunday morning, whatever is need to be done, witnessing. I'm a, you know, I witness at the sidewalk. So I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do? I've been evicted, and I'm just going to, I felt like he say, stand still, and I will send you where you want them need to go. But anyway, during that time, I met Evandis Bernard. I go back to being evicted because that's where I'm, the Lord sent her into the church that I was originally in. And so anyway, after we got evicted, I called Evangelist Joshua. I said, you got Evangelist Bernard's phone number? Because she was doing, she had done a spiritual leadership program. So I'm saying, something led me to call for her number. And I says, well, she goes to different churches that believe like I do, so I can get some word and be a part or whatever the case may be, but not knowing that Jesus Christ has set up all of this thing way before time. So I'm saying, Lord, how I'm going to adjust? I mean, all I know is church, you know, church in myself, church in my body, almost 18 years, you know, that's all I know is church and sold out to Jesus. As I said, you know, I'm sold out in my heart, but he has to finish the work of my heart because we don't know what's in our heart, only Jesus Christ knows. So he has to clean out. But the things that I can do on this natural earth, as far as fornicating, different, all these different things that they talk about in the Word of God, that you don't have the fruit, then I can work on that myself. But as far as my heart, he has to clear it out. So I said, Lord, where am I going? Where am I going? All I know is church. All I know is the saints. All I know is sidewalk. All I know is going to the stores, wherever, witnessing, and going to get the folks in the car and bringing them back. And that's my life because he gave me that ministry. So I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do, Jesus? And it's a terrible feeling because I felt cut off from my spiritual family. You know, it's a, oh, glory, hallelujah. I say, Lord, I thank you because it's a difference in your natural family opposed to your spiritual family, and I didn't know that till I got saved. But Jesus Christ took me there to his family. He's the head. So I have a spiritual family that we meet and we greet each other. We have service or we go out or whatever. I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, I'm sitting here all by myself and don't know where to go. I ain't going up in all these different buildings that they call a church. I just can't do it. I'm not going to get let them spirits attack me and come inside of me, you know, and when you don't have no power and you feel like, oh, I'm not doing the will of the Lord, or you're feeling sad or lonely or whatever. So that's the time the enemy come in. So I just thank the Lord, and that's why I keep telling everybody I got evicted, because the eviction went with knowing meeting Evangelist Bernard. I didn't know Jesus had this all the time. But I'm saying to myself, well, just like I said, so then I met her and we start going to Prophet Harrison Church up there in Elk Grove. Then I felt really, really, I said, Lord, I'm functioning, going to Bible study and all like that. And I felt my joy and peace coming back, you know, in the Holy Ghost, because I said, Lord, I got to work for you. But not knowing that he set me up to come in here and have this broadcast airing in my home. And I didn't know anything about computers. You know, I come from where you write and read, because I'm 70 years old. So I come from where it wasn't a lot of technology. It was reading, writing, arithmetic, and that's what you done. But the Lord blessed, and Evangelist Bernard came over here and showed me how to do the computer and different things like that, and I say, Lord, I thank you, because you know what, I say, even though I'm not in a church family, not the building, the family that you're sending me to take my ministry to do the work, I'm working in the ministry of outreach over this broadcast, because it goes all over the world. So I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to have a broadcast in my home that I can get the word really 7 days a week, that I know is coming pure and unadulterated truth, because Evangelist Bernard, when the Lord tells us something, she do it regardless. You know, it ain't about her flesh. It's about the Holy Ghost. And I said, did the Lord give you that? Yeah, he gave it to me. So I said, well, praise the Lord. I'm through with it. But I said to myself, Lord, I thank you. I had no idea, because I'm a witness. You see, I'm out on them sidewalks. So I'm saying I had no idea that the Holy Ghost was going to put me in my home to witness all over the world, and not only in the United States, this broadcast go all over the world. So I said, Lord, I just thank you, because it's a privilege to work for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So I said, Lord, I just thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I feel so honored to have the opportunity that he have allowed me to have the computer, and my daughter and them have put it up in the van. And I didn't know too much about the computer because I like, you know, reading and writing and arithmetic. That's what I came up with. So I'm saying to myself, Lord, I thank you, because you meet God's people, and it's like a fellowship, but it's not like I'm in a family church. Now, mind you, I'm still searching and seeking the Lord, because I know the criteria of what the words say, but I have to be led of Jesus Christ. I want to be in the family of God, not in no building, because the church is the family of God. That's where the Holy Ghost is. That's where the power is. And I say, Lord, I just thank you for Evangelist Bernard, because she was patient and she worked, and I started this broadcast with her almost. I think I came on 3 days later, and it's been like 21 months. And it's no switching bait here. It's no gimmick. No, nothing. It's just the real unadulterated. And I asked Evangelist Bernard, the Lord, to give me some things. I say, is that from the Lord? Yeah, Sister Ruby. And you know, I said, okay, well, praise the Lord. So I feel it in my spirit. So I'm just telling y'all, it's not I'm priming and pumping her up. It's the Holy Ghost that's operating on this switchboard. And I just thank him for being a part to meet all of God's precious royal family, baptized believers. And we love y'all all. And I just thank Jesus Christ for including me in this work at this particular time. So pray my strength in the Lord. So back to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Man, and I tell you, Sister Ruby has been a faithful supporter of this broadcast and this ministry, and she told you accurately how it went down. You know, she left out some details. You know, we can't tell it all. But anyway, she's been a great supporter of this broadcast, and you know, when you get up in age, you have little tolerance for anything, and she really wasn't interested in getting on no computer and learning how to do this blog talk with this switchboard. But as she said, the Lord opened up her understanding and gave her love where she could do it. And we've just been thankful and blessed to have her. So we're just wonderfully blessed. I tell you, we had a fantastic time. I have somebody special here with me today, and I'm going to just let him greet you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and we just thank the Lord for being a part of this wonderful environment of Christ. This is Elder Winston L. Singleton Jr., Dr. Singleton, better known as Winnie. I just want to thank you. I've listened to the broadcast. I think it's awesome.
All right.
This wonderful broadcast and this lovely family of believers. And you that are not believers, you are potential believers. If you keep listening to the word and listen to this broadcast, God will put something in your spirit and you'll become a part of this family. You know, the Bible told us to have a special love for the household of faith. So this is a special blend of many people come from different walks of life that God has touched in our lives. And I'm just saying for you that want to be a part of this broadcast, keep on tuning in each day. I'm not saying that because, you know, Evangelist Adrian is my cousin. I'm saying this because I tell you many times I'm on this broadcast, the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon here and it touches my life, and hearing the prophets and the evangelists and the apostles, all those that God has given a word to for this day, it does something to my heart every time I'm a part of them. So thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of this family, and please don't leave me out. I'm through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm through. I just wanted to just say hello to everyone. I'm up and about, but I thank God for just being a part. Thank you.
But,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard?
Oh, she's not here at the moment.
Hey, that's fine. Then you finish. I'm going to go back to Sister Dawn. I called her, but she didn't answer. Sister Dawn? Sister Dawn? Okay, she's not answering. Okay, let's go back to Sister T. Maybe her line got clear up. Sister T?
God bless you.
Oh, good. Your line is
now.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
I just thank and praise God for the beautiful messages that came for all this week about the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for all that's doing right now. I was sick in my body and everything this week, asthma attacks and all, but God still gave me peace. And I just thank God for this ministry. I thank God for you, Mother Ruby. I thank God for my sister and all. And all the people of God that you I come
I'm
over here and
agree with you. She don't never have a phone for that. She don't. That's
the Lord.
Because her mind is in the rehab room.
Evangelist Vernon.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We stand up to you all today. We just certainly appreciate the word for this week. We want you all to tune in on Sunday morning for early Sunday morning prayer, and we look forward to seeing each and every one of you all next week. We don't know if we continue on our subject, but if you all still need some more teaching on this, we are certainly willing to go forward as the Lord should lead us. So God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Ruby. We appreciate everybody that's on the line. Thank God for all those testimonies, Sister Kimmy. Thank God for Sister Kim and Sister T and all of those that have shared with us. God for Dr. Singleton being in fellowship. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. Close
okay.
The phone out.
Sister T, she was at Sister T?
Yes.
Did you finish or?
No, I just want to say God bless you all, and I just thank God for all that He's doing for this ministry and for the people of God. And
yes.
Pray my sister.
Okay, God bless you.
I got a lot of noise going on.
Yes, she do, but I can get it off. Okay, then, Evangelist Bernard. Okay, then, it's been a blessing. We've just been so blessed by all of y'all testimonies. You know, the Lord is able. All we have to do is believe by faith and walk by loving kindness and obedience. So we just thank you so much, and we're going to put on the song to take us out. Evangelist Bernard have given the update for the weekend. She said, did you tell them Sunday for Sunday early Sunday morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am, early Sunday morning prayer. And those that can, join Minister Billy Burns for Day Overcame tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. But we'll see you back on Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and great weekend in Jesus' name.
And thank each and every one of y'all for the testimony and prayer that, or whatever you have said. The Lord will bless it, and He knows the will and the way for as we go. I'm going to put on, let the church say amen, because we had a word. God has spoken. Okay.
Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor.
Thank God for you, little Democrat. We missed you yesterday, but God bless you.
Amen. I missed y'all too, people of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. God
has spoken.
So let the church say. What His word says, God has spoken. Let the church
say,
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 let the church say, let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
We love you. Have a great, blessed weekend. We'll see you Sunday or Monday next week. God bless.